Edward, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you on this very hot day?
Hi, well, I'm in a cool studio for the time being, but my tune may change when I step outside in an hour or so. But more to the pressing issue is that how did this holiday, Labor Day, begin?
Well, the holiday began, ironically, when labor unions fought for our rights and the government didn't want to support May Day, which is the international holiday of labor. But our holiday we should rightly celebrate as celebrating the victories of the labor movement in the U.S. And today we honor the people who work for us every day.
So I guess the next question I would have is, how far have we come since the beginning of this day? And then how much have we regressed maybe in the last quarter century and more as we've seen a drop in labor unions?
Well, you know, that drop has had dramatic impacts. Low-wage workers make less in real terms. Median wages have stagnated. We're all suffering from the fact it's not just people who belong to unions who benefit from them. It's people whose wages are set by the market that they are part of. So when labor unions set the wages higher for some workers, most of the rest of us benefit as well. But it's been a really hard time for low-wage workers whose wages are falling and who have lost a lot of the security of employment that we knew in the U.S. when I was growing up.
And how do you think the definition of a healthy workplace and or workers' rights are going to evolve and change because of this pandemic?
Well, you know, I think what we've seen is that the pandemic has laid clear that there are a lot of workers who have no protections. So many of us are hoping that one result of the campaign and the election may be putting into office people who honor the rights of workers to have a secure and healthy workplace. And I think in California, with a progressive government, the passage of AB 5 holds in the offing the chance that people who have less secure forms of employment than many of us have will benefit from the strong California history of support for workers.
That is Edward Yellen, Emeritus Professor at UCSF and Senior Researcher at the Interdisciplinary Center for Healthy Workplaces at UC Berkeley.